This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
With a collage of arts and culture around Melbourne and beyond. Colin Armstrong, Aesthetica, on Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9, and of course you're with Aesthetica, and you're with Colin Armstrong. With me, as always, in the studio and on the panel is Mark. Welcome, Mark.
Hello.
Good to have you here, and a busy night on the panel. We've got a really exciting and full Aesthetica this afternoon. Our green room is very full of waiting people to come in.
It's jam-packed. I haven't seen it like this ever. It's amazing.
It's exciting. So tonight on Aesthetica, we've got a very full show. We've got a kaleidoscope of arts and culture across Melbourne tonight, which is really great. And our first studio guests, This Is A Door Playroom. It opened shortly, and with me in the studio to tell us more is Sarah Lothine and Robert Reed. And let's ask ourselves, when was the last time you got to be a kid again? Welcome to you both. Welcome to Aesthetica.
Thanks for having us.
Great to have you here. Now, perhaps, Robert, can you tell me about This Is A Door Playroom?
Certainly can.
Thank you.
This Is A Door, the playroom particularly, is the closing act of This Is A Door, which is a festival, month-long festival of new games and constructive play. To couch that so that you understand what those kind of newish but oldish sounding terms mean, we started the festival at Luna Park with a game we call The Curse. It's a pop-up playground game, which is our company, which is a game of being cursed at the beginning of half an hour of running around Luna Park and being chased by scary clowns and trying to relieve the curse from yourself. So it creates a kind of, it's basically a chase game with a kind of story and a bunch of actors playing, you know, scary clowns or other fortune tellers. So we play those kind of games. That started the festival. We're closing the festival with the Playroom, which is 3 days at Theatreworks, mm-hmm. Where we play all kinds of those games, strategy games, storytelling games, social games, constructive play, etc., etc. So some of those games include a game like Pop-Up Playground School of Modern Dance, in which you strap on two giant foam feet and dance with someone else trying to stand on their feet.
Okay.
Lasts about a minute.
Like
it's a lot of fun. It's all fun. That's the whole point. It's all
now,
fun.
I suppose that's really great because, I mean, often, you know, when was the last, or I shouldn't say the last time, but when do you go to something and perhaps have so much fun? Which is really when I've read some of the release that's come out about what you're doing, it does sound like an amazing time. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
No, we have no fun there. That's fun is not allowed.
And I can tell the way you're communicating that there is no fun in this.
No, not at all.
In these games whatsoever. And it's really quite a first on Aesthetica to be talking something about so much fun. And because often, you know, when you're talking about arts and culture, it is can be quite mm. different. So now tell me... how are the games designed that you do play, or are they particularly designed by Pop-Up Playground, or can you explain a little bit about that maybe?
Well, for This Is A Door, for the Playroom, we have games that Pop-Up Playground has designed, but also games from other people around the country and around the world.
Mm-hmm.
There are three people who design most of the games in Pop-Up Playground, and we all have very different ways to design them. So Rob and I design games with the player experience in mind. So we decide what we want the player to do and then design a game around that.
Mm-hmm. Which I should say generally means getting in the room with a bunch of actors and saying, here's an idea, let's figure this out until it's kind of fun.
So one of the games that Rob and I designed is called Feed Your Family. So I built giant bird puppets that require three people to hold it. One person mm-hmm. holds the body and two are the wings. And you have to go and pick up worms with a hook on the beak. And there are four sets of giant birds. And when all the worms are gone and you have to try and steal each other's worms, you have to rear up and squawk. Mm. So all these people, like there are 12 people in the room, all the puppeting giant bird puppets just screaming at each other, which is hilarious. Mm. much.
It would be too. Yeah. Lots of noise there as well.
Yeah. And it's awesome to. We played it at Fed Square for our last festival, and it's awesome just to watch people who you don't get to participate in spectacle much, you know, and the kind of parades that that used to go on and just don't anymore. So standing in Fed Square, squawking and waving this giant bird puppet around is heaps of fun.
Drew quite the audience.
I should say that, you know, Fed Square is one of those places where, you know, you're going to have a great deal of, you know, passing parade, so to speak, of people who will be interested when they see something happening. Now, it will be, it's a great way to promote it.
Yeah. It's amazing watching people come and stand and watch that sort of game because it's so simple. Though they've never encountered it before, within 10, 15 seconds, they work out what the rules are and can instantly, because they know how to play it, step in and start playing as well. So it's not something you have to stay back from. It's immediately participatory.
Yeah. Mm.
And you mentioned that in previous festivals, how many of these have you done?
We run two festivals a year. Mm-hmm. So February this year, we ran Fresh Air, which is more an outdoor festival. So that was at Fed Square. And we ran around Fed Square and played a lot of physical games. And then we ran This Is a Door last year in June-ish, July-ish. So it was in winter. So it was more indoor games at Theatre Works. Mm-hmm. So because they're quite different, the kinds of games, like indoor and outdoor games, we thought it was best to separate them into two festivals.
And this current festival, mainly indoor now, or, I mean, you're at Luna Park, so I guess that would have been out.
That was outdoors. Yep, that was outdoors.
And it didn't rain, and that was great.
Yes. Yep.
Melbourne was kind to you.
Melbourne has been very kind to us, actually. Oh, in fact, the last 2 years, we haven't been rained out once.
Knock on wood.
Well, we're all inside now for the next. It's okay. From here on out, most of the stuff has been outdoors. Today's events were all outdoors at St Kilda and in the CBD. Pretty much everything left now is indoors at Theatre Works.
Yep.
So some samples I believe is like the Impossible Book Club. Can you tell me about that?
Certainly can. Impossible Book Club is a collaborative storytelling game. Everybody comes together, whoever's playing, it's usually a game for about, say, 4 or 5 to 10 people.
Yep.
You sit around and are given the title of a book, and then everyone contributes something about that book. So we've all read this book, he says in air quotes that obviously don't play on radio. And and so we sit around and one person will take notes as the secretary.
Okay.
And contribute that to a library of imaginary impossible books that have never been written, which at the end of that game, you come up with a title for the book that you're going to read next, and that gets given to the next group of players. So we've already written four imaginary books.
Yep.
We had Seafoam Idol was the most recent one. There's an ongoing discussion about Mahatma Gandhi Witch Hunter, deciding whether or not we're going to read that or not, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So it's a very simple game. It's largely just about storytelling.
Mm-hmm. Another one is Chase the Light. I see lots of running there, and I sort of thought, you know, fitness and all that sort of thing, and theatre light. So, you know,
we do like physical games because there's that element of fun and exercise as well. And when we first started Pop Up Playground, we were not as fit as we are now because of all the running around. So, one of the things that we love about games is that they're often quite quick to design. We went up to a workshop in Sydney, and we designed on the plane a game that we were going to play with them because we were bored of the one we wanted to. Mm. So Chase the Light is mostly designed. This is where I'm going with this, but not fully designed. But it'll be a bit like Twister.
A bit like Musical Chairs, and a bit like Simon.
The old electronic game. Yeah.
But played in a theatre. So we use the entirety of Theatre Works, and we have maybe spotlights. a range of colour-changing spotlights, and you chase the light.
It sounds fascinating. I think I'll be there.
Oh, you must. You absolutely must.
It sounds just great. So tell me a little bit about Pop-Up Playground, if that's the company.
Yep, that's the company.
That's presenting This Is The Door Playroom. So tell me a bit about the company.
So Pop-Up Playground exists to make these kind of games. There has been a movement of investigation and a return to play as a performative form or a performance form. In Europe and the UK over the last 5 years, there are a number of companies there, including Slingshot, Kony, Hide and Seek, a range of those companies, who we've come in contact with through various connections. And their stuff is amazing and incredibly fun. And we felt like we wanted to do it here in Melbourne and wanted it to be here in Australia. So we put together Pop-Up Playground with Sarah, me, Ben McKenzie, and a number of other people who designed these games on large scale. We've played at the State Library. We've played a game for White Knight Festival this year, which started at the State Library and ended up down in St. Paul's Cathedral.
Amazing festival too.
Yeah,
just incredible.
We were all a bit blown away by that. The game that we did for White Knight was called The Whispering Society, had about 1,500 people play it over the night. It was incredible, really. So we make social games, we make constructive play, we make playful events, really, anything that people can lose themselves in, as a form of kind of either public art or sort of public performance.
Yeah. And I think, too, that if you're interested in finding out what Pop-Up Playground's about, they've got a great website there, too, and it's all the W's at popupplayground.com.au. Now, you're performing at Theatre Works, which is at 14 Ackland Street in St Kilda. And the performances, it's between 29 November, so a couple of weeks away, to 1st of December. And Friday... Now, correct me if I'm wrong here. Friday, 4 and 7 p.m. Saturday and Sundays, 1 p.m., 4 p.m. and 7:30 p.m.
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
Okay. And, of course, tickets for this amazing, fun festival is This Is A Door Playroom is at all the W's once more at theatreworks.org.au. Is there anything else that we should know about the
if you're worried about sometimes grown-ups sort of feel a bit weird about playing or weird about that getting involved in this sort of stuff, you can hang back. There are lots of things to do. You're allowed to just watch and get your bearings and then come play as well, but don't feel weird. Everybody already knows how to play.
Yeah, I dare say it would be one of those things that just very quickly that, you know, if you are watching and you are hanging back, you would actually then want to be involved because everyone's having so much fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's the catch. Yeah.
Yeah. I hate to say, I'm probably one of those people that would hang back and see how much fun it is first and then I'd jump in.
Oh, yeah, you'll love it.
I think I'd just jump in. I'd love it.
Yes. Yeah. Must come.
This afternoon on Aesthetica, we've been talking about This Is A Door Playroom, and it's from the 29th of November to the 1st of December at Theatre Works at 14 Ackland Street in St Kilda. And it's been really great to have Robert and Sarah Lathan in the studio today to educate us on these fabulous games that are happening down at Theatre Works. Thank you so much for coming into Joy 94.9.
Thank you for having us.
Always a joy.
Thank you.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.